media mogul and the legend agent to the biggest names in international cricket. This is Baja TV Podcast with Baja Powell. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliated organizations or entities. The content shared is for informational and entertainment purposes only and does not constitute legal, financial, medical, or any other form of professional advice. This episode is brought to you by 124 Nut Out Sports Agency. Welcome to the next level.
Hey guys, it's your girl Basha. Welcome to the Basha TV podcast with me, just Basha, no guests, your favorite truth teller. So this is where I get to tell you the truth. And today we're discussing failure. The first thing I'm going to tell you guys, there's nothing like failure. And of course, some of you would say, Basha, you delulu, because you'll disagree with me. But there really isn't anything like failure. So if you start off believing in failure, if you're trying to achieve your dreams, and from the get-go, you believe that you're going to fail, well, failure exists for you. But for some of us, like me, who are potentially delulu, we believe in practice. I believe there can be failed attempts, but there's nothing like failure. The idea of failure comes from the fear and the embarrassment of not succeeding. Where I'm from in the Caribbean, let me tell you something. Let me give you a story. The older folks have a saying, what people go say, you know, growing up as a little girl in the Caribbean, ask any Caribbean person who had the privilege and joy of growing up in the Caribbean. The older people were always concerned about what people will say if you get pregnant, if you do this, if your husband leave you. That was our upbringing. And what it did for us is that you felt like you were always under the microscope of what people will say. So immediately, you know, from my formative years, my first thought is that I can't fail in front of people. Because what people gonna say, the Caribbean village, the Caribbean community, because you know it's smaller communities, it was the original form of Facebook before Facebook existed. It was a rapid form of communication. Once one neighbor found out, the entire Caribbean village knows what's happening. So if you fail, you know the boy fail cover and chance, you know the boy fail this, everybody know your business. So you were so, it was so brutal that you were even afraid to try, because the fear of failing in front of the community, it was really tragic. So I think from a very early age, many of us learn based on where we grew up that fear was a bad thing. And that's not necessarily the truth. I believe that fear can also be a great thing when you channel the fear into excitement. Think about it like this. You know when you're about to go to a new school and you're thinking about your first day, you have no friends there as yet. You don't know anybody, or you may know a few people who go into the same school as you, but you're fearful with excitement. And that's the way we should all approach our dreams. Like you're going to a new school, you know it's gonna be okay, but the fear you have is excitement. It's not the fear of failing. It's the fear of this unknown that you're very excited about. So failure is really practice. Everyone must practice what they are good at, because that's the only way you get better. It's kind of like when you're driving to a destination and it takes 9 hours to drive there. Along the way, you may have a flat tire. Yeah, I'm sure this has happened to someone listening or two, but you still make it there. You still make it there. Even though you had a flat tire, you didn't make it there in 9 hours, but you made it there in 10 hours because you had the unavoidable delay called a flat tire. You were delayed, but you did not fail. You still got there. And life is like that. Sometimes we have flat tires. We look at other people's success as though they got there on their first attempt. And that's not true. They had many flat tires along the way. They got there because they decided to keep changing their tires and keep driving. And that's how we need to look at, you know, working towards our goal. You know, they did not fail because they had a delay. They were delayed, but they weren't denied. Many of us put unrealistic timelines on our dreams, and we attach those timelines to failure. Okay, so I'm not a multimillionaire by 30 or 40. Listen, since when becoming a millionaire means that you're successful? And that's something that's not true. Do you realize that you did not create yourself? No. We all came into this world with a divine purpose. Some of us get fulfilled. We get to fulfill our purpose, and others don't, because we make different choices. Fear makes me create the life that I want. I wanted to start a podcast. I wanted to move to Naples. I wanted to do these things to fulfill my purpose. I wasn't waiting until I was a millionaire to do it. I believed that I needed to do it. So I started to change the flat tires, and I kept driving. You know, I must say, I had to get past fear like everybody else. I had to get past what people could say. But I also got to a point where I didn't care. And when you get to the point where you don't care what people go say, as we would say in the Caribbean, then you think of your failed attempts as practice. When I achieve my ultimate success, those same people will tell everybody they know me and they related to me. In the meantime, watch me practice. How about that? But really, I believe it is the shame that's attached to our unsuccessful attempts that created the word call and the feeling of failure. Yeah. Most people don't mind failing, you know, they just don't want to fail in front of people. But I'm saying, if you don't want to fail in front of people, then you should succeed in private. You shouldn't want to succeed in front of people either. This whole thing is a process. Don't make anybody make you think as though a failed attempt is bad. It's a rite of passage. To do something truly awesome and achieve a great feat, you have to have failed attempts to perfect it. Before they made the motor car, the light bulb, they had to perfect the creation of the product, you know. You know, it's like kind of like when, for those of you who love the iPhone and the iPads, it's kind of like when Apple sends you an upgrade. And then sometimes they send you another one in quick succession because there's a bug. So think of your failure as a bug. You gotta fix a little something. That is what you need to think about. The next time you have a failed attempt is a bug. Apple have bugs, so you can have them too. And then you send a new version of what you did the last time. Don't let nobody trip you and make you feel that you alone make mistakes and carry the embarrassment of fixing a bug. Hey, I got a bug. All right. Let your favorite truth teller give you a spin on what really happened when, you know, you lost that job, the dream relationship, the dream business. You know, we all feel as though the last big thing that happens to us is the last big thing we're going to get. That's the last job. That's the last man. That's the last house. You know, the God I serve, he's not in the business of giving you the last thing. He's in the business of giving you better each time, the new version of a software upgrade. let your favorite truth teller give you a spin on what really happened. What had happened was that man that you just lost, or you walked away from, or he walked away from you, he wasn't for you. He wasn't good enough. A new version is coming. That job was not for you. You were too good for that job. You had to move to find your real purpose. You didn't fail. Those situations expired. How about that? That version no longer works. That street was a dead end. You had to go down a cul-de-sac. You were just practicing for the real shit. You understand? You still think of Delulu? Nothing like failure. So you say to me, so Basha, what about the business that failed? Oh. No, sis. God does not take anything from you without giving you better. That's all behind you now. It's in the rearview mirror. The lessons you learned while you were practicing is a real success. You are about to blow up. That man that hurt you, he was preparing you to deal with the challenges of owning and running your own business, your empire. A woman who's been through fire and comes out shining like a diamond, she doesn't just survive, she wins. Yeah. Too many of us measure success in terms of money. And yes, I used to be one of those people. And money is important. But success is about lessons, growth, peace, and happiness. Do you know how many people are getting tons of money doing jobs they hate? Do you know? I used to be one of them. The real flex is growth and freedom. If you truly want to be successful, focus on growth, not failure. The greatest lessons will come from your failed attempts. And when you learn the lessons, that is when the magic happens. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you are about to do something big, you need lessons prior to your success. Those lessons will prepare you for the big league. There's so many things I wanted to do by 30. And honestly, guys, if God had answered those prayers, I would not have been ready. Yeah, and that's the truth. I had to learn the lessons. Yeah, I would not have been ready. When we return, I'm going to tell you why failed attempts and the lessons that come with them are so important in achieving your dreams. This is the Basha TV podcast with Just Basha, and we'll be right back. Hey guys, it's your girl Basha. Welcome back. I want to remind you guys to subscribe to our blog, bashapowell.com or justbasha.com. You will find everything there. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. If you're enjoying it, you want to get a new release every Monday. My producers are like, you don't know every release it is? Every Monday. We enjoy bringing it to you. And I know that this is going to be life-changing for a lot of people. It has been for me already. So don't forget to subscribe and like our podcast. All right. So let's talk about the lessons that they don't teach you at school. Yeah, I still have up some of my schools. If I'm being honest, like some of those schools I went to, you know, they owe me money. Like seriously, you know, I don't know why they don't teach you about failure and stuff at school. I don't know. But if I were to teach a class at a college or a high school, you know, today, that class, the most important class, is missing at university. And that class is called Life Strategies. Yeah. Too many people are graduating from what do you call it, Ivy League universities and all types of universities, and they are failing at life. Something has to be done, or they need to get back their money. It should be mandatory for everyone to go to a life strategies class at university. These are the lessons that I would teach in this class. Lesson number one, pursue your gift. I guess that's why they're not teaching it. It would make money. It is important to like what you do. Work at what you like. It will feed you. Work at your gift. Lesson number two, choose to surround yourself with the right people, but guard your energy with your life. In this life, everybody won't like you. Quit seeking the validation from others. Yeah, the village, the Caribbean village. What are you gonna say? Let them say. Do you, when you succeed, they will eventually tell everybody, I know she, you know, I grew up with her. Yeah, they'll eventually join the party. Lesson number three, there's nothing like failure. The title of today's podcast. I wish somebody looked at me and said this to me at university when I was starry-eyed about my dreams. What you need to tell them is that there will be failed attempts, tires that they will have to change along the way, but they will eventually get to their destination. Yeah. And lesson number four, this is the most important one to me. My friends tell me that I'm the queen of pivots, and I am. Be prepared to pivot. Sometimes you will have to take a back road, as we call it in the Caribbean, a side road. The highway might have an accident and a traffic jam, and you're not going to get stuck in the traffic. So why should you get stuck in the traffic of life? You will find a back road to get to your destination. So embrace change. You cannot say you want to be successful without being comfortable with change. And that's why pivot is necessary. In order to fly, you cannot stay on the ground. I love to talk to people who have had failed attempts at businesses, especially. And, you know, they've had the failed attempts, but eventually they succeed. So when I meet a very successful person, I like to talk to them about their past, not their station in life, not where they are today, because they teach me a lot. I learn from their failed attempts. I learn what not to do. They help me avoid potholes to give me a flat tire. Is you already that? Because they already experienced a flat tire. So they learn from them. I don't need to drive down that road when the man says it have 10 potholes down there. I get 10 flat tires down there. The mistakes, though, are part of their success. Because I will still make my own. I will still have my own tires to change. It does not escape you, really. Going broke at 40 or 50 is a part of the story. It's not the end of the story. When I listen to successful people tell me stories on how their setback lined them up for their comeback, I just love it. Don't be afraid to have failed attempts. I always remember the story with Simon Cowell, American Idol. Fame almost went... He almost went bankrupt in the late 1980s after the record company he founded went belly up. But he kept reinventing himself. The word pivot. And eventually created America's Got Talent, which we all know today to be a sensation, which is now in its 20th season. Yeah, he wasn't afraid to have failed attempts. He didn't let one failed attempt define him. Even Shalomé the God, he had an episode of Practice. Yeah. He recently revealed that he and his wife had to move back home. And I think it was in his book and also on the Mel Robbins podcast. They had to move back home with their parents after he got fired. He could have gone home, stayed in the room, and felt sorry for himself. We wouldn't know him today. to be who he is. But he was able to take the lessons, learn from that previous experience to bring him to where he is today. So don't let your failed attempt define you. No, there's nothing like failure. If that is what happened to you today, somebody fired you, the man left, you left him, you lost the dream job, don't panic. It's completely normal. When you're working on a big dream or a big career, you're going to have flat tires and you're going to have bugs and you're going to have to upgrade that vision. I say it to my team all the time. I have the awesome privilege of having two of the best producers that one could work with, who lift me up every day, team of women. But we have our challenges from time to time. And you know what, guys? If it was easy, I say to them, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. So thank God it hard. When you think what you think, rather, is failure, is actually practice. The only time it becomes failure is when you give up. Yeah, let's pay some bills. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by 124 Nut Out Sports Agency. Welcome to the next level.
Welcome back. It's your girl, Basha. And oh my God, I enjoy bringing this podcast to you. So I hope you'll subscribe and follow. And I hope you've been enjoying our Just Basha podcast. And we're discussing today, we're actually wrapping up now, that there's really no such thing as failure. And there really isn't. This destination called failure, called success rather, is a lonely climb. And sometimes a messy climb. I won't lie. There's nothing like overnight success though, guys. Chances are you will not succeed at your first, second, or even third attempt when you're working on a big dream. But if you keep climbing, you'll eventually get there. This is life. Before we learn to walk, we had to creep. Before we learn to run, we had to walk. Everything is a process. Before we can succeed, we have to practice. You see it? This is what some people call failure, practicing. You only fail when you stop practicing. Some people will double down and say, well, if I didn't succeed, then I failed. The cynics will say that. And failure is the opposite to success. But many experts and thinkers argue that what you call failure, but I call practice, is not the opposite of success, but a crucial part of the journey towards success. The continued attempt and practice provides valuable lessons. It builds resilience, and redefines and refines strategies, leading to eventual achievement rather than being a final destination or sign of personal deficiency. Yeah. Do you know how many times Usain Bolt, Johan Blake, the first and second fastest men in the world, had to run a race to clock the right time before you saw them run that final race? They practiced many, many times, over and over again, to develop their approach to run the race correctly. So, how do you give a new perspective to what you think as failure? Number one, surround yourself with people who believe in you. Mm-hmm. Doubters plant seeds that grow into fear. Get around dreamers. Surround yourself with dreamers, people who dream big, people who believe in practicing. Number two, reframe every setback. It didn't end you. It prepared you. It was a lesson. Number three, celebrate progress. Every failed attempt taught you something money can't buy. Yeah. My friends, the real word is practice. Don't call it failure. Do me a favor. Call it what it truly is. Practice. And practice prepares us for success. Nothing lasting is instant. So go practice your way to the successful life you want. It's your girl, Basha. Thank you for tuning in. And stay tuned for more Just Basha episodes every Monday on the Basha TV podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, then you are sure to enjoy the one coming after this. The one thing that changed the game for me after 50. You don't want to miss that one. Always remember, your location determines your value. So be careful where you place yourself and who you place yourself with. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow. Until next time, I'm outside, about to change a tire. Bye. Cheers. Bye. Basha TV podcast was created by Basha Alicia Powell. Hosted by Basha Alicia Powell. Executive producer, Basha Alicia Powell. Producers, Delicia Winnell, Alicia Bazin. Creative, Basha TV Productions, LLC, Carver Consultant. Music, all rights reserved to Basha Alicia Powell and Ricardo Powell. Editors, Basha Alicia Powell, Delicia Winnell. Visual effects, Basha TV Productions, LLC, and RJ Powell. Music composer, Basha TV Productions, all rights reserved. Guest bookings, Carver Consulting, legal consultant, Alicia Beza. Special thanks to all our guests.